Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is good fats, or should I say healthy fats? Most of us probably know these days that the fat on meat, like beef and pork, is best eaten only in limited quantities. This type of fat is saturated and is mostly solid at room temperature. I think it's easy enough to visualize this fat lodged in one's arteries, so the image can help us see what it possibly can do. On the other hand, what research is telling us these days is there's also a type of fat that's not only healthy, but a type of fat Americans are not getting much of in the diet, and that's the essential fatty acids, the omega-3, EPA, and DHA. The best food sources of these are cold water fish, like wild salmon, sardines, and mackerel. These fats do a host of wonderful things in the body. We can start with the heart. A regular heartbeat I've seen many times be helped. One patient recently just had salmon twice a week in the diet, and this went away. Research bears out these healthful effects, as death rates from cardiovascular disease do drop with addition of these fats in the diet. In fact, these omega-3 fats are anti-inflammatory, so things like arthritis can be helped naturally, as well as menstrual cramps. The nervous system and brain are also crucially affected by the good and bad fats, as Alzheimer patients have been shown to have more of the bad fats and less of the good ones. It doesn't even stop there, as colon and breast cancers have also been shown to have bad ratios of arachidonic acid, the saturated stuff, to EPA, the good, unsaturated fat. If you don't like fish, you can supplement with fish oil. And if you don't want to do that, you can get good fats in flax seeds and walnuts. There is concern, however, that not everyone can make the useful fatty acids from those vegetable sources, as the body must build the EPA and DHA from those building blocks. If in doubt, ask your doctor for a fatty acid analysis of your blood. Well, thanks for listening. This was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.